Chapter 1, Part 3. Now, you're ready to make a budget using the information that you got from the previous steps. First, you want to look at your bill statements, your money journal, your credit card statements, and other related financial information. From these various sources of information, you want to determine which of your bills must be paid, like your rent or mortgage, your utilities, your credit card balances, any student loans or other kinds of loans that you have, and other bills that you must pay. This isn't to be confused with the money you spend on entertainment. Next, you will look at how much extra money you're spending that you don't need to. For example, if you take yourself to a breakfast every morning, it's probably an expense you don't need. Instead, eat at home and save money. You'll probably save yourself between $5 and $20 a day by doing this. Any extra money that you would have spent on going out, you put towards your debt instead. Do this with all of your extra spending until you pay down your debt. Using this information, you'll now make a budget that you'll stick to so that you can pay down your debt. From there, you'll decide how you want to tackle your debt. Some people prefer to pay down their debts with the highest interest rates first. Others prefer to do what's called the debt snowball. That's where you take your lowest bill and you pay that off first. For example, let's say that you have a credit card that has a $1,000 balance, another credit card with a $3,000 balance, and a loan of $5,000. You would first pay off the credit card with the $1,000 balance. Then, you would pay off the credit card with the $3,000 balance, and then the $5,000 loan. Instead of just paying the minimum on the $3,000 balance, you're going to pay the extra amount that you would have paid toward the $1,000 card toward that $3,000 card. You repeat the steps using any extra money that you have to go toward the bill that you're concentrating on paying off at the moment. Any of your other bills, including utilities and rent, etc., you pay only the minimum amounts. Finally, depending on what your financial goals are, you may want to either get a second job and/or start paying your bills off with any extra money you get. For example, if you get a tax return back every year, then put all of your tax return toward your debt. Doing that allows you to pay off your debts faster and get control of your finances in a shorter amount of time. Managing your money. Most people never learn how to take care of their money. As a result, many people find themselves in debt and don't know how to get out. However, there are some simple steps to take to get control of your finances. They include assessing your financial situation, adding any extra money that you have toward your debt, and not spending extra money that you don't need to. The truth of the matter is the people who are best at taking care of their money don't get gigantic windfalls. Instead, they have learned to take care of their finances month by month and then year by year until they have solid financial footing.